You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, mitzvah netilas lulav. Mitzvah shin chav dal. Mitzvah lulav. Shnikach biyom rishon shachagas sukkas biyadenu. Prietz hadar. Kapas tmor and vonofetz ovas v'arvinacha. Shneamar. It says in the pasuk in Emor. Ulekachem lachem biyom rishon prietz hadar. Kapas tmor and vonofetz ovas v'arvinacha. So it's interesting, why is the name of the mitzvah, mitzvah netilas lulav? Why isn't it mitzvah netilas arbamin? So the Nosei Shulchan Aruch say, because since the lulav is taken together with the hadasim and the haravais, three mitzvahs are taken in one hand, and they center around the lulav. You can describe the mitzvah by describing the mitzvah netilas lulav, and with that, you include three out of the four. Which comes to an interesting question about the Nusach HaBracha, Al Netilas Lulav, which appears to be based on that same rationale. That since within the Arba Minim, the Lulav encompasses three of the four, Al Netilas Lulav is an all-encompassing Bracha. The question becomes, the Tur and the Beis Yosef raise an interesting question. The Rama has an interesting Shita, that I do not have to take all of the Arba Minim at one time. The Rambam Shita is, I can take... Really? Where? Where?
It's over there. I haven't seen it, but I remember the sukkah. It's Gemara on the, that you can take one after another.
But we have to do it to make it for brokers.
Oh, so that's the question. So the question is, if a person goes... It's only the Rambam. Other Rishonim don't learn like that. Other Rishonim, Taisvus learns, Beferish, I must take all four together.
I remember it says Wolf Tzarf Agad, but it's not really Kuva.
Okay, Agad is different. Agad means
you have to together. The Agad makes you take them together.
No, Agad means that you need to wrap them in a certain way.
So you're taking them together.
That's an Agad.
That's how you take them together. How do you take them together? It's Agad.
You bind them up.
You bind up the three.
Not with your hands.
Not with your hands.
So, but if it's taken together with your hands.
Lulav Tzarich Igud means you actually have to wrap them up, not just take them together, but you have to wrap them up.
Right.
So, but it might be even if you don't have to wrap them up, Lulav Ein Tzarich Igud, you have to take them simultaneously. In other words, I can pick up Hadas Marovus and Lulav as well. Right? So it's Machlagis Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus and Menachos, Sugi Menachos. Learns that no matter what, even according to Mandi Omer Lulav Ein Tzarich Igud, I must take them all together. The Rambam sheet is interesting. The Rambam says Beferish. I can take the Lulav in the morning, the Hadas in the afternoon, the Arav and the Esrog at the end of the day. I could be Yaitse. The Rambam has a very interesting lashon. The Rambam says Bavad Shakulam Bifanof. The Rambam has this interesting lashon that only works if all of them are in front of you. So there's a discussion about what does the Rambam mean. So many people say that, even according to the Rambam, I cannot go ahead and take a lulav and later hope to get an arava and later hope to... Meaning a guy doesn't have the arba minim. He says, let me take a lulav now, let me run out, maybe I'll get a hadas, maybe I'll get an arava. And if at the end of the day he happens to get an esrog, then he's yotzei. No, so the Rambam has an interesting shita. I can take them all one at a time, but I must have them all in front of me. That's what the Rambam's lashon seems to be.
Is there a shita that if, let's say at the end of the day, he missed one of the meaning, his brach was a brach of Atom, no?
Well, Gemara says, are they all ma'akiv each other or not? So the arba meaning are ma'akiv each other, correct? So you're right. So maybe that's what Rambam is saying, to eat them all in front of you to make the bracha. Because if you do not have the ability to have one of them, you cannot make a bracha because they are ma'akiv each other. As opposed to tefillin shalro, that's where the sugya is menachos. With the Gemara menachos in Hatcheles, where it says Hatcheles ain't a ma'akiv halava and lava ain't a ma'akiv Hatcheles. That's the Mishnah, beginning of Hatcheles.
The Rambam can mean something else. He might mean, maybe he means... Because there's a Kohen and there's a Magdalena Gemara that you substitute a fruit for one with Arba Minim, you take three, and you take instead of an estrog an apple. Mm-hmm. So you have the Latibra. So maybe the Rambam holds, if you don't have the Fanenu, and you don't have any possibility of getting all of them, then even when you take one, then you're over the tzibur. It's like
maybe.
three and not four. When you have all four of the possibility, and you only take one, okay, you're not a tzibur because you're going to be taking all four. But when you know you're not going to be able to get the fourth one, or you don't know for sure the Rambam holds, then you get into the Gemara that it's about tzibur.
Let's say you know you're not going to have one of them. You know you're not going to have one of them.
About tzibur.
So should you take the other three out?
No, by lulav, all these things.
If, even if it's a yovish and it's possible, zay it says we take it anyway. Lulav yovish.
Yeah, the Gemara says yeah. Shalotishkach Torahs lulav miYisrael, right?
So if you know beforehand that you're not going to have,
I think, but lachora partial pshat, you shouldn't take it. If you know for sure you're not going to have all four partial pshat, you should not take
it. Sigra.
Yeah. Anyway, so the question, the reason I bring this up is...
Sure, let's say you have three of them. So you do those three, and you hope you don't make a bracha, and you hope you get the fourth one later on. Can you make a bracha when you get the fourth one?
Oh, so that's the discussion. So the discussion in the Paiskim is according to the Rambam. Let's say I take them all separately.
Yeah.
And I take a lulav in the morning. And then much later in the day, after a few Ahesach Hadas, I take an Esrog. What bracha would I make just taking the Esrog? Yeah. Or let's say that a person goes ahead and takes two or three, and then all of a sudden, not like the Rambam, he gets the last one later. What bracha does he make? If he doesn't make a bracha on, does you still make al netilas lulav, even if at the end of the day all you're taking is an arava or an esrog? That's a question in the Paiskim. Do you say that since the nuzach bracha was nitkan al netilas lulav, even if you're only making the bracha on one of the minim, which is not a lulav, would you still make the bracha al netilas lulav? What?
You can blow shofar the whole day, right? You could be getting tisha kodesh the whole day,
right?
So let's say, should he wait till the ninth kia to make the bracha?
I'm not sure. Because the Gemara does not discuss a bracha. Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shama. Teisha Kailas, correct? But Teisha Shah is the Yotza. I'm not sure what the din of the bracha is.
It wouldn't be the same.
And it's different. Shofar is, Kiyas Shofar is all the day, but you have four minim. So you have.
Yeah, but Kiyas Shofar also has Hadas, if you hear.
But you need the four brachas here.
Four minim.
Yes, four minim. But the question is if there is a bracha Shenatzricho. If you make four brachas,
you definitely don't make four brachas. That's for sure. You don't make four brachas. The question is, if you made a bracha on the lulav to begin with, and then you take one of the minim according to Rambam way much later, and there's a hesach hadas, do you make a new bracha? And if you do, what would that nosach bracha be? Or if you did not make a bracha at the beginning and you only made a bracha at the end for whatever reason, what would the nosach bracha be? That's the question.
I think the Mishnah Berurah said that you have to make bracha each meal.
Could be, but it's strange the Mishnah Berurah would talk about it because we don't paskin like the Rambam. We do not paskin like the Rambam that I could take one min separately. If we paskin, you must take them all together. We do not paskin like the Rambam.
And if you have only this, if you only do not, what do you have to make?
The problem is if you only have three minim, and you don't know if you're going to get the fourth one, I'm not sure you should be no to those three minim. And you definitely would not be no to those three minim and make a bracha, that's for sure.
Morris Marsh was not, because again, it would be.
Yeah, I know.
It's only Takono. But the great Ishtakas, the mitzvah from Yisrael.
That's by Lo Vayovish, it says that, yeah.
Okay. It says it also by when you have, you're missing one of the minim. You don't have an esrei, you have a different fruit. It's like a different fruit, because people shouldn't think that it's three, not four. But,
not for that, you know, you wouldn't do it. So let's read the Chinuch again. Mitzvah Lulav. Shenikach biyom rishon shachag biyadeinu. Kriya etz hodor. Kapos tamarim va'anof etz ovois va'arvinacha. Shenemar ulakachim lachem biyom rishon priya etz hodor. Kapos tamarim va'anof etz ovois va'arvinacha. Ubaha perush. What does that mean, ubaha perush? Ki pri etz hodar zeha esrok. Ve kapos tamarim hu aluv. V'nichtav kapos chaser belovav. The word kapos is written in the Torah without a vav. Why? So the Gemara says to teach us that it's one lulav and not many lulavim. Kapos tamarim. Lirmos shehachiyuv shenikach lulav echad v'lo shnayim u'shlosha u'yoyser. Va'anav eitz avos hu'adas va'arve nachalua arava hayadua b'yisrael. So there's an interesting question. How do we know all of these halachas? How do we know Priyetz Hodos and Esrog? How do we know Kapos Tamarim Zalulav? How do we know that Anav Eitz Avos is a Hadas? How do we know Arvi Nachos Aravas? So the Rambam in his Hakdama L'Perash HaMishnayis says that there are four halakim in Torah Shabbat Peh, the Rambam says. Chelek Echad in Torah Shabbat Peh, he says, is Perish HaMakubal Mimoshe Rabbeinu Mihar Sinai. Meaning, not Halacha Moshe Misin, he says, one is Perish HaMakubal. That's number one, the Rambam says. Number two is anything that is learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos Shah Torah Nidreshes Behem. Number three is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Number four are Takanos Gzeris. So the Rambam says there are four Halachim in Torah Shabbat Peh. The first chelek is what he calls Perish HaMakubo Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah and he said what the taich was on certain psukim. So the Rambam's opinion is Ayin Tachas Ayin, even though the Gemara beginning of Chayvo spends three blot learning its Mammon. The Rambam sheet is it's based on the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah, he said Ayin Tachas Ayin means money. And the way we know Ayin Tachas Ayin meets money is that because it's one of the Perushim HaMukubalim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one of the translations of the Torah that we have received generation through generation from Moshe Rabbeinu. And what about all the drushes in the Gemara Nachayvel? Because those drushes, the Rambam says, are just ways for us to remember and to reconstruct what Moshe Rabbeinu told us. But the reason we know Ayin Tachas Ayin is considered to be Mammon is not because we learn it through a drasha, but rather because it's one of the Perushim HaMakubalim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Similarly, even though the Gemara says Pri Eitz Hadar, Hadar Bi Ilano Mishana Lashana is an Esrog, and the Gemara says, how do I know Kapos Tamarim is actually the palm. The Gemara says, what about this fruit? What about this plant? The Gemara says, it can't be that plant with thorns, because they're achad darchei noyam, and it can't be this plant, etc., etc. The Rambam says, that's all lahagdil Torah ladira, or for us to remember the halacha. But the reason that I assume an esrog is an esrog is not because of a drasha or a limud, but rather it's one of the perushim hamakubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Once again, not halacha Moshe Misinai, but what's called perushim hamakubalim Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, what's the difference between perushim hamakubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and a drasha? The Rambam sheet is that whenever there is a drasha, a later Beis Din can disagree and overturn or overrule that drasha. If something is a Perush HaMakubo Mimoshe Rabbeinu, then you can never overturn it. Meaning a later Beis Din can never come and say it's not an Esrog, it's a pomegranate. No matter what you think, Perush HaMakubo Mimoshe Rabbeinu can never be overturned. In that way,
why isn't that this
because it's not a drasha, it can't be overturned. You know the Rambam uses the Lashon Divrei Sofer. For instance, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus says that Kesef Kedushas mi Divrei Sofrim. He doesn't mean it's midorbanan like Rabbi Yosef Shorash in Ksubis. He means it's derived from one of the Midos HaNidreshes B'Torah. That's what it means. So the Ram says Perush HaMakubal Mimoshe Rabbeinu is not a drush, it can never be overturned. In that way, it's like Halacha Moshe Misinai. How is it different than Halacha Moshe Misinai? So the Ram says Halacha Moshe Misinai has no remez in the Torah. You will never see Halacha Moshe Misina, the Ram says in a Gemara, saying Menalon Menahani Mili, meaning there's no remez to a Halacha Moshe Misina in the Torah. It is purely an independent external tradition that has no remez in the written Torah. Masha'en came Perushim Hamukabali P. Moshe Rabbeinu, like I told you. The reason for it is not the words written in the Torah. The reason for it is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us Ayin Tachasayin is Mama. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that Priyat Hador is an Esrog. Nevertheless, we search for a hint or a remez to Perushim HaMukabalim P'i Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. So in that way, the Rambam says Perushim HaMukabalim P'i Moshe Rabbeinu are different than Halacha Moshe Misina, because they have a remez in the Torah. Masha'en Kein Halacha Moshe Misina. So it's interesting, when the Chinuch says Ubaha Perush, what does he mean? So I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to have a lot of, I know a better word than fun, a lot of exercise. He would exercise very often what the Rama means to be Pi Kabbalah Baha Perush Lomdu Rabbeinu. What does it refer to? He felt me Pi HaKabbalah always meant Perush HaMakubal Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam very often says me Pi HaKabbalah Lomdu. So if Soloveitchik always felt those words of Pi HaKabbalah Lomdu is referring to Perush HaMakubal Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, it's interesting to see if it works out consistently. Every time I come across one that doesn't seem to work out, I call my friend who learned by the Rav for 12 years in Eretz Yisrael, and I ask him about it. He goes, yeah, some of them don't work out so well, but what about Ubaha Perish? So I'm not sure what the Lashon in the Chinuch is Ubaha Perish. But I know that the Rambam Beferish says that this halach of Anof Eitz Avos is Perushim HaMukabal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Without the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, Ubaha Perish could mean it was learned from a drasha, which would then put us in a very interesting situation if it was learned from a drasha. If it was learned from a drasha, could it possibly be that a future Beis Din would go ahead and overturn it and say an esrog is not an esrog and a pomegranate is a Priyat Hadar? That would be very strange to think of, but that is based on how we derive it. Okay, let's start with the Minchas Chinuch.
What does it say at the end? Avin Rachel Harav HaYidua B'Yisrael. Is that a separate thing for our Rava? That's not a Perushim HaKubal? What is it?
He's just describing what each is in our language, in our terms. So everyone knows what an Esrog is, correct? So I guess that's what he's saying. Hadas, I guess everyone knows what it is. And what's an Arava?
He's saying the same thing. An Arava. It's Yidua B'Yisrael.
Right. I'm not sure. It is an interesting formulation. I'm not sure. By the way, Arve Nachal, the Gemara, it's interesting. I don't think the Gemara has a limit for Aravas. If I recall, I know that for Lulav Kapos, the Gemara has a whole block. It dismisses, as I mentioned, one of the possibilities for Lulav based on the fact that it has thorns. And thorns would not be a possible drasha, the Gemara says, because the Torah would never ask you to take something for a mitzvah and cause you to bleed. So I know the Gemara learns out Hadas, Anav Eitz Avos, seems to... The Gemara speaks about a hadas and a hadas shaita, and it has to be mashulash, and the Gemara has a whole limud. By aravos, I'm not sure, you know, the Gemara has a discussion about aravos, but I don't think the Gemara goes through detail, if I recall, how to derive what an arava is. There is a discussion about arve nacha, whether the aravos we need to be arve nacha. And the Gemara seems to reject the idea that dafka are ravos that grow by a nachal, by a river. Although the Rosh and Sukkah, as I recall, seems to say that there is a din that you should try to go ahead and use a ravos that are arve nachal. So I'm not sure what type of kiyum that is in the Rosh, but the Rosh seems to say arve nachal are preferable. So let's start the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah lulav. Hadinim mevu'arim b'rishon b'achronim ve'ein darchi laharich b'chibur zeh rak lahagir g'tas b'divrei harav ha'machaber v'nei mitzvah zu nichlal gam kein de b'mikdash haya ha'mitzvah min ha'toyra kol shiva yom kemavur besukim amalaf amalaf v'nafkalon diksev usmachtam lifnei Hashem alakechem shivas yom. So this is very interesting. The mitzvah of lulav is split into two. The pasuk splits into two. Ulakachtam lachem beyom harishon pri eitz hadar kapos tamarim, right? Anavetzos v'arvei nachal. Then the pasuk ends with smachtam lifnei Hashem alakechem shivas yom. The Gemara in Sukkah and the Torah's Konim learns this. The end of the pasuk was smachtam lifnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim is referring to the fact that in the Beis Hamikdash there was a separate mitzvah to be noitel the lulav shivas yomim. I always wanted to know who is that mitzvah on? Who is that mitzvah on to be noitel in the mikdash kol shivas yomim? Bismana to Beis Hamikdash is kayim. Does every individual have a chiyuv to go to the Beis Hamikdash for, so to speak, all 7 days and be noitel? It was always unclear to me who that mitzvah is on. Secondly, it's an interesting question. How come the Minor HaMitzvahs list mitzvahs lulav as one mitzvah? How come there aren't two mitzvahs? Mitzvah litol lulav begvulim yom echad, or mitzvah litol lulav b'mikdash shivas yom. So are there any, I'll ask you this question, this is a great trivia question, which if anyone knows it, I will be totally floored. Is there anyone who lists the two mitzvahs, the mitzvahs lulav begvulin u'mikdash as two separate mitzvahs? Any of the minor ha-mitzvahs? So if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs, and this is not, you know, I don't want to say the word chas v'sholom, this is not my bekias, but a friend of mine pointed this out to me, that in Sefer Mitzvahs, Rav Sadia Gaon, he normally takes mitzvahs and brings down all of the minor ha-mitzvahs. So in the poem that Rav Sadia Gaon wrote to encompass all the mitzvahs, it appears that Rav Sadia Gaon lists mitzvahs lulav twice. Mitzvah begvulim and mitzvah b'mikdash. So Rav Yochum Fishel Perl's opinion is, Rav Sadia Gaon is considering the mitzvahs lulav b'medina b'mikdash as two separate mitzvahs. Furthermore, I know we're all big on piyut here. There is a piyut second day of Shavuos that lists every one of the 613 mitzvahs. And Rav Perlow points out, if you look in that piyut, and I'm not sure who the Baal Paitin is there, if it's Rav Elazar HaKalir or one of the earlier Paitonim, but he points out that if you look carefully, and I did do this once, in the piyut of the second day Shavuos, it lists the mitzvahs of lulav b'mikdash and mitzvah of lulav b'gvulim as two separate mitzvahs. So the question is, what would that machlokes rishonim be? Whether you list these mitzvahs as one mitzvah, or whether you list these mitzvahs as two separate mitzvahs?
You have to do it twice, the first day.
So that's what I'm thinking. How do you view the mitzvah b'mikdash kol zayin? Do you say the mitzvah b'mikdash kol zayin is basically the same mitzvahs that I have b'gvulin, just that I'm mikdash, I must do it seven times? Meaning like Shai's Nafkamina. So let's say the first day I already did it in Rechavia. Would I have to go to the Beis Hamikdash? No, because it's essentially the same mitzvah. Just that I'm told that mitzvah that you have to do b'gvulin is the exact same mitzvah that has to be done in the Mikdash for 7 days. It's the exact same mitzvah. So there is this major discussion that we once had, if you recall. The Bikurei Yaakov, who is the Aruch Laner, has a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, and he discusses whether if you find yourself in Yerushalayim, is there any type of hiddur or is there any type of inyan to go to the Kaisel Dafka to be Noitel Lulav there? Because perhaps there's an additional kiyum of Lulav Shebemikdash. So the question is, if someone wants to be Mahadir, does it make sense to be Mahadir that after he's Noitel, let's say anywhere in Israel, that he comes to the Mikdash? Does that have no meaning? Because the mitzvah of the Mikdash is to do the exact same mitzvah, Bigvulim, just to do it in the Mikdash 7 days. So if you already did it once earlier that day, there's no point to go to the Mikdash. But if you're going to say, like the certain morning, how mitzvahs do, there are two separate mitzvahs, then it may very well be that even though I was nitel, bigvulin, so anywhere else outside of the mikdash, then I would still be incumbent upon me possibly to go to the mikdash.
And let's say it is incumbent to go, what do we define as the mikdash?
That's, he's going to discuss that now. That's going to be his discussion. So the question is, what is the definition of smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim?
If you do it on Chol HaMoed, it's only the Rabbanim, then you have to go to the mikdash and do it to Raisa.
That's correct, yeah. Right, yeah. That's correct.
Well, there's no chiyuv of lochem the rest of the 7 days.
Oh, so that's a machlokes.
The mikdash in the first day, is there a chiyuv of lochem to be able to mekayem smachtem?
So there's a Ramban in Machamas at the beginning of the third perek, who says that the mikdash I could be yotzi b'shal.
Even on the first day you could be yotzi, so that's...
Yes, in the
mikdash. Then it's a separate mitzvah.
Right. So the question is, the Ramban does not have a sefer mitzvahs, but I'm not sure if the Ramban will list it as two separate mitzvahs. But there is a discussion between Tosfos and the Ramban at the very beginning of Lulav HaGazel. What?
Does the Ramban list it as two separate
mitzvahs? No.
So the Ramban has his asogos, so he disagrees with the Ramban.
Yeah, but he...
adds on, so he doesn't add on, so he agrees. Right? He tells you what he thinks of.
He says, Minyan Shoshachach HaRamban. So you think if, but the Rambam didn't forget it. He just didn't delineate as a separate mitzvah.
I didn't say shachat literally.
But I do agree with you.
The ones that hold it's two, are they counting it as two out of 613?
Mm-hmm.
So the Rambam has, he takes away, he adds on.
Yeah. I agree with you that the pashtus is, the Rambam would not consider it two separate mitzvahs. Nevertheless, at the very beginning of Lulav HaGazel and Chavtesim HaBeis, there's, I think, the bottom Tosfos, or next to bottom Tosfos, discusses the fact of what psulim exist for all 7 days. Because the Tosfos in Chavtesim HaBeis says like this. The pasuk says, Ulekachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon. Ulekachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon, right? Kapos Tumayat, etc. of Arvei Nachal. Then it says, Usmachnuf Nei Hashem Lakechem. So Tosfos wants to know all the limudim that you have from the beginning of the pasuk. Ulekachtem shiyehei lekicha tama lachem, that you're not yotze b'shol, do they apply to all 7 days? So the opinion of Tosfos is, even though the beginning of the pasuk has requirements of lekachtem lekicha tama, and also have a requirement of lachem, Shitas Tosfos is that applies to all 7 days. The Ramban and Machamas disagrees, and the Ravid brings this down in his Sefer Alulav, that b'mikdash there's no requirement of lekicha tama, and there's no requirement of lachem. So you see that the Ramban and the Ravid Shita is that in essence the mitzvah b'mikdash has different requirements, which seem to indicate it's not the same mitzvah just that it has to be done for 7 days, but it may be wholly a different mitzvah. And I don't want to get into it now, but if you look in Mishnah Siavetz from Rav Zsolti, he is medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam is unclear about the mitzvah of the being yoytze b'lulav ha-gazel. The Rambam seems to indicate gazel is only a psul the first days. And the Rambam does not seem to indicate gazel is a psul the remaining days. The question is, why doesn't the Rambam go ahead and list the psul of gazel all 7 days? The Rambam, Perekhes Nechus Lulav, says gazel is a psul the first days. Gazel and chas are a psul in the first days. And he seems to indicate that gazel and chas are not psul in the remaining days. So there's a major discussion in the Achronim. What are the remaining days referring to? Are they referring to the remaining days Bizman Hazeh that are Chol HaMoed, that are Mid Rabbanon? And the Rambam feels for some reason there's no Psul Gazel on the Chi of the Rabbanon in the remaining days? Or is the Rambam possibly talking about the Zion Yemei HaMikdash, that the Shivas Yemei HaMikdash do not have the psulim of chaser or the psulim of or the psulim of Gaza. So that's a major discussion, and the Mishnah Siyavetz is a whole spiel why mitzvah Hababa Avera would not apply to Lulav Shabbat Mikdash. He has a whole spiel on that, because it's not, in essence, a mitzvah Lekicha. He says it's a mitzvah Simcha. He has a whole spiel on this. So I just want to point out that this is a major question of whether Lulav Shabbat Mikdash is counted as a separate mitzvah, and whether in essence it's a separate mitzvah. Now we'll get into Shai's technical question of what is considered to be Usmachtam Fnei Hashem Elokeichem. If there is a mitzvah to be neitel in the Mikdash, where do you have to go? And do you have to be one of those people who goes on Har HaBayis to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah? V'nira lefi anis dati pashut da mitzvah hu davka be'azara. And the Minchas Chinuch feels this mitzvah of Usmach Mufnei Hashem Elokeichem, the mitzvah to be noitel in the Mikdash called Shivas Yomim, is Davki feels the Dover portion, it means in the Azara. That there is a mitzvah to go to the Azara all 7 days and to be noitel.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dehi Machne Shechina Shaykh Shaper Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Meaning, stressing the word Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, what is the definition of Lifnei Hashem? So the Minchas Chinuch feels the definition of Lifnei Hashem is definitely considered to be what? It's considered to be in the Azara. Which now brings us to the famous Rambam in Perash HaMishnayos. The fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah starts with Yontav, right? Yontav Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shabbos, then it says Toikin B'Mikdash V'Ein Toikin B'Gvuin. The Rambam in his Perash Mishnayah says, where would you be Tokea when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? The Rambam learns Mikdash in that context means all of Yerushalayim. And the Rambam, as opposed to Tosfos and other Rishonim, learned that when it says that the shofar is nitka b'mikdash, the Rambam learns it's all of Yerushalayim. So the question is, when it says lulav is noitel b'mikdash, which it does say, because the next Mishnah, after the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Amud Aleph, discusses the issue of the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that after the Churban HaBayis, we can blow the shofar in wherever there is a sitting bezdin. And the Rif brings down that in his time, he was Tokeya shofar, even on Shabbos, in wherever he lived, in Fez or wherever it may be, because there was a sitting bezdin. So one takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was to be Tokeya shofar, but bezdin on Shabbos. The other takana was lulav shanatu b'mikdash kol shiva. The lulav that was noitel b'mikdash kol shiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we are noitel b'zman hazeh the lulav kol shiva zecher b'mikdash. The Gemara, the Mishnah, uses the term lulav noitel b'mikdash. So since it uses the term lulav noitel b'mikdash, and the Rambam is of the opinion, Lagabe Shofar, that Mikdash is all of Yerushalayim, people feel that the Rambam's opinion would be that the mitzvah of taking lulav b'mikdash kol shiva would include all of Yerushalayim. That seems to be the Rambam Shita. So even though the Minchas Chinuch seems to say it means Lifnei Hashem, means Davka Poshet Ba'azara, the popular interpretation of the Rambam is that whenever the word Mikdash is used, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. The Rambam only says it Lagabe Tekiya Shofar. But since the term Lulav Nitel B'Mikdash is used in the Mishnah, it's safe, or it makes sense to assume the Rambam would mean Mitzvah's Lulav B'Mikdash is also all of Yerushalayim. That seems to be the popular interpretation of the Rambam. It's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch does not bring the Rambam down in Perash HaMishnayos. But he feels, the Minchas Chinuch, it's a Dover Pashut, that what? That when it says, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, it's Davka Azor. Aval Har HaBayis, Lav Bichlal Zeh. So not only does the Minchas Chinuch say Yerushalayim does not suffice for mitzvahs lulav b'mikdash. He says even har habayis does not suffice. So even those people who deem it permissible to go up to har habayis b'zman hazeh, they don't gain anything legabe mitzvahs lulav. Because even they would agree you don't go into the azara, or what you might think is the azara b'zman hazeh. Ule'inyan re'iyas panim b'yantav dichsiv espanei Hashem elokecha mavur barabam perk alef dechagiga halacha alef dehamitzvah lehisrois panim ba'azara. He wants to compare the chiyuv to be seen lifnei Hashem, pnei Hashem elokecha, to the same phrase of lifnei Hashem elokecha. He's meaning the Minchas Chinuch is not going so much on the Lashon HaMishnah of Lulav B'Mikdash. He's going on the Lashon HaKosov in the Mikra, which is a smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So when you say Hashem Elokecha, what do you mean? So he says, Legabe Aliyah L'Regel and Riyas Ponim, it says Pnei Hashem Elokecha. And the Rambam says that's clearly Ba'azara. He assumes here that's definitely the same thing by Lulav Shubha Mikdash. Vayein Taisvas Yontav Perak Aleph Dechagiga Mishnah Aleph Divra Maschil Umi Shemevi Mevi Derias Ponim Iba Azorah Baharabayas. He brings that this question of when you have to be seen by Hashem, the mitzvah of Riyas Ponim, that's part of Aliyah L'Regel. Tosfos Yontif brings the question, is it that you have to go to the Azara, or is it enough to go to Har HaBayis? Who Ibaya B'Yerushalmi? And he says, it's interesting, he says, and it's an Ibaya in the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, Tosfos Yontif says, whether Riyas Ponim in the Mikdash is enough by Har HaBayis, or must you actually enter the Azara? So the Gemara, he says, it's an Ibaya in the Yerushalmi, and the Ishtatan, the Gemara there is Paishet, the Huba Azara. So therefore he feels that similarly, any time the Torah says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, using that verbiage or that phrase, it means Azara.
There's a
Paishet, the Balabatashim. Just let me finish it, then you tell it. Nami Dafka Ba'azara. Okay, go ahead. That's his opinion. What do you feel?
When it's talking about Re'iyas Pnei Hashem and V'lo Yiro'u Ponai Reikon,
it's talking about bringing a korban.
It's bringing a korban. Obviously, that's in the Azara.
Right.
When it's talking about Shmachtem, that's Achila, which is in B'chol Yerushalayim. You know, Shami Chagiga could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, Kachem Kalam. That's the Simcha. So that would
I hear.
Shmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem would be all Yerushalayim. Re'i, obviously.
I just want to mention something. He does not even entertain the possibility of Yerushalayim, correct? His question is Har HaBayis Azara. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me, he doesn't even bring the Ram Perush Mishnayos at all. It's fascinating to me.
Right,
but you're right, the context.
That's very sure. That's asking the same thing, because in Re'i, when it's talking about eating, it has exact same motion. You know, when it's talking about bringing your tavius kosh, you know, the yosechem, zivchechem, as yosechem, masiyetchem, and it uses it in the same motion, smachmut nei Hashem. And that clearly means all of Yerushalayim.
Right.
So
okay.
The same motion here, exactly the same word, smachmut nei Hashem. Here he's going to say it means.
Also, the comparison to Chagiga is very interesting. Because there, the mitzvah aliyah is together with the havas hakorban, correct? Right. So you say, "Where's the korban brought?" Lawyerat pnei Hashem reikam means when you bring in the azara. I understand, but it's interesting. He doesn't even entertain Yerushalayim. He's thinking of Har HaBayis.
Hashem refers to all Yerushalayim. You can eat it. You don't eat it in the mikdash.
Va'ayin Rambam Perakit Alf Mimaisus Shani Venetra Vaya Lakavav. Gabe, now this is our parsha. Kisov is coming up, correct?
Yeah.
So in Kisov we have Vidui Maiser. And where does it say Vidui Maiser has to be done? Gabe Vidui Maiser Kosov, right? What does it say? Right? Rabbi Vudu in my circus of a mitzvah, so I bemikdash. The Rambam again uses that lashon. The mitzvah vidu in my so the Rambam says a mitzvah, so I bemikdash. Shenemar va'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Correct? Vihim izvada b'chol makom yotza. So it's interesting, the Rambam by Vidui Meiser Sheni, by Vidui Meiser, who we read yesterday by Mincha, Vidui Meiser, right? The Rambam says, and the mitzvah is to do it b'mikdash, right? And what does b'mikdash mean, does the Rambam say? Shenemar v'amart l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. So once again, we've got this problem, that the Rambam does not specify where it is, and the Rambam uses that vague term mikdash with the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and says all of Yerushalayim. But the Rambam adds something that even though Vidui Meiser should be in the mikdash because Varmat of Nehashem Lakecha, if you did Vidui Meiser anywhere, he doesn't say anywhere in Israel or Yerushalayim, it says anywhere. V'im mizvad b'chol makom, v'chor it means mizvad in Chutzlortz, anywhere, yotza. Very interesting halacha. I am not sure if the Rambam is based on Mishnayos Yerushalmi or what the Rambam's makor is. But it's interesting that the Rambam says, even though it says Beferish in the Pasuk, V'amarta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, if you do your vidui meiser chutz liyerush mikdash, b'chol makom, the Rambam's lashon is yotza. Which is interesting because this comes into a very fascinating question. Is there a din lechatchila b'dieved by Doraisis? Do you have a concept of lechatchila and b'dieved by Doraisis? So it seems to be a steer in Taisvasim. There's a Taisvasim Psach and Gimel Mabez that says, don't tell me that the psul, the Gemara says, seems to say that by a get, the psul of Mechubar, there's a psul of Mechubar by a get. Right, that you're not allowed to give a get to one on something that's mechubar. I mean, I can't write a get on a tree and then be mocking the tree to the woman. Because the Gemara learns out there's a psul of mechubar by get. Taisvas in Gittin Gimon Bey says, and don't tell me this psul of mechubar is only a lechatchila. Because he says, lo matzinu, Taisvas says beferish, lo matzinu, lechatchilo b'dieved b'doraisa. That's Taisvus in Gittin Gimel and Beis. There's a Taisvus in Psachim Yir Aleph from an Aleph that seems to say that to bring the Omer from Eiver Hayarden is not good. He says that's only not good lechatchila, but b'dieved I could bring the Omer from Eiver Hayarden, Taisvus says. So everyone points out there seems to be a stira between the two taisusim, whether there's a lechatchila b'dieved b'doraisus. So Rav Shechter in his Sefer Ginas Egos, he has a Sefer Ginas Egos, a small Sefer, mentions this famous theory everyone brings down, and brings a taisus in Nida. If you read the taisus in Nida, I think Samach Vav carefully, taisus in Nida Samach Vav says, when is there a concept of lechatchila and b'dieved b'doraisus? That's when you're talking about a mitzvah. When something is a mitzvah, there are lechatchila and b'dieved by doraisis. Meaning that you can't have a concept by doraisis. This is the best way to do a mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvah like this, b'dieved, midoraisi b'yaitse. But when it comes to psulin and matir and machshirs, like by a get, there is no idea of lechatchila and b'dieved by doraisis. So here, interesting, the Rambam seems to be consistent with that. When you talk what?
What about Yibam? The Chachilu Minatari, like Minamoto, that the Bchor should do it.
Right.
But if any of the brothers does it, it's okay. Now that's both a mitzvah and it's a matir.
But it's not a matir, meaning that Lechatchila, it's Asr and B'dievin, it's Mutter. Right? It's not Lechatchila, it's Asr.
You're not doing an Isr, but it is a matir. It's Matir Yibam Lushu.
But it means more with something that is Mutter and Asr. I mean like a psul. So anyway, this Rambam Shita is consistent with that. Because what's the Rambam Shita? Lechatchila vidui meiser sheni must be done b'mikdash. Because it says, v'amart lefnei Hashem elokecha. B'di'eved, if someone does vidui meiser anywhere, b'chol makom yotza. Lefnei zeh b'halacha dalet, kosov, Sheben b'fnei habayis, ben shelo b'fnei habayis, chayev lehis vadais. The Rambam Shita is therefore, since b'dievet, vidui ma'aser can be done, b'chol makom, the chiyuv vidui ma'aser is whether there is a beis hamikdash or there isn't a beis hamikdash. Because trumos of ma'aseres, you could be chayev midoraisa, and trumos of ma'aseres, even if there isn't a beis hamikdash, right? Meaning, right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis was destroyed, if you hold Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha L'Asid L'Avai, there was a Chi of Trumos and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael for a period of time. The question is, did that Chi of Trumos and Maestros Midoraisa leave or not? That's a separate debate between the Rambam and Rav and Hilchos Trumos. But everyone agrees immediately after the Churban HaBayis, there was a Chi of Midoraisa of Trumos and Maestros. If that's the case, then vidui ma'aser would apply according to the Rambam, even right after the Churban Bayis. Because the makom hamikdash is not ma'akev the chi of vidui ma'aser. That's the Rambam shita. V'arayva b'hasagas, the Rava disagrees there, because of dezeh shibush, shehavidui eino ela lifnei Hashem, v'en lifnei Hashem el b'bayis. So the Rava disagrees and says there could be no vidui ma'aser without a beis hamikdash. The Rava holds, because since it says v'amata lifnei Hashem Elokecha, it appears the Rava feels there is no din b'di'evid by vidui ma'aser, and vidui ma'aser must be done in the mikdash. It says v'amata lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and if there is no beis hamikdash, the Rava does not imagine there is a concept of vidui ma'aser at all. So it's interesting, would the Rava then be of the opinion that for sure there is no mitzvah lulav b'mikdash b'zman hazeh? Because the Rava says that by vidui ma'aser, it says v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And if there is no mikdash by vidui ma'aser, there is no v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So would the Rava l'chara also say, just like there is no v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha without a mikdash, there is no usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yom without a mikdash. L'chora, yes. L'chora, the Rav, it seems to be machmed that when it says lifnei Hashem Elokecha, it means the actual makam ha-mikdash, and it doesn't mean Yerushalayim or the makam ha-mikdash or anywhere near it. So it doesn't appear that the Rav is too fond of extending lifnei Hashem Elokecha beyond the actual mikdash itself.
Yes, but does it mean that there's no, let's say, you're not allowed to go to the Makam HaMikdash, but there's still, there would be a possibility to go there, even according to the Rava. Is there a mitzvah?
It appears not.
Why?
Because he says, Lifnei Hashem HaKach, he feels, encompasses the actual structure of the Mikdash. That without there, look at the Lashon HaRava, look at it. Shavidu eino elo lifnei Hashem. Ve'ein lifnei Hashem ela b'bayis. That seems to indicate you need the actual structure. Which is interesting, because whether you could enter the makom hamikdash bizman hazeh happens to be a machlokes Rambam Ravid, right? It's actually a machlokes Rambam Ravid whether you could enter the actual makom hamikdash bizman hazeh. And the question is about kitcha shnia. Kitcher Shnia, Kitcher La'asid Lavai. And even though the Rambam says, even though Kitcher Shnia might not be Kitcher La'asid Lavai, nevertheless, the Kedushas HaMikdash exists forever. That's the Rambam Shita. But the Rava seems to indicate here, not concerning the Kedusha, but the idea of Lifnei Hashem is only Ela B'bayis. The Hakesef Mishnah Kosov, the Lifnei Hashem Eino Mukhrach. The Bechol Makom Havli Lifnei Hashem. E Leka Mikdash Obidiyev. Interesting. The Kesef Mishnah is of the opinion that Lifnei Hashem can be anywhere if you don't have a Makom Mikdash. Interesting idea. That Lifnei Hashem is a relative idea. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, the Kesef Mishnah seems to say Lifnei Hashem is Davka only in the Mikdash. But if the Mikdash is not around, the Kesef Mishnah says, anywhere could be Lifnei Hashem. And that's what the Rambam Shita is. Meaning, very interesting idea, the concept of Lifnei Hashem can change. That's what the Kesef Mishnah seems to say. Even though I didn't see the Kesef Mishnah inside, but The way the Minchas Kinnah quotes the Kesef Mishnah, no reason to doubt he's quoting him correctly. Let's look at it again. Very interesting. Our Kesef Mishnah Kosev, the Lifnei Hashem Eino Mochrach. The Bechol Mokum Havei Lifnei Hashem Ileka Mikdash O Bidyeved. Meaning that when the Rambam says Bidyeved, right, Bidyeved, if you're doing Maaser, it's good anywhere, Bechol Mokum. He doesn't mean that Bidyeved, I don't need Lifnei Hashem. He means Bidyeved, any place, is considered to be Lifnei Hashem. Very interesting.
Where? In all the world?
Bechol Mokum, yeah. Interesting idea, I'm not sure.
I mean, it so much depends on the context. Yeah. I mean, right before Vidu Maaser, you have by Bikurim. But it also says Vanisa Marta Pnei Hashem Lokecha. But obviously over there it has to be by the Mesa Mikdash. It says go to the Makom Shai Yibchor, then take the basket, put it in front of the Zbeah.
Right.
So even though it uses the Lashon, no one's going to say that the Vidu part you can do in Bnei Brak, and then just go to the Kohen and give him the basket. Even though it says Marta Pnei Hashem Lokecha, it really depends on the context of the Pesukim. By Vidu Maaser, it's a standalone thing, there's nothing else going on.
I can't say definitively, but I do not remember the Rambam saying that Bidyeved, if you do Kriyas Parshas Bikurim Bechol Makom Yotzei.
It's not Mashma, right?
Well, it's not Mashma because the Chora, the Hava and Kriya, right? Now that Hava and Kriya are probably done together.
Yeah.
And there is Hava without Kriya, right? There are cases of Hava without Kriya, but there are no cases of Kriya without Hava, right? In other words, there are times you bring the Bikurim and you do not recite the Parsha. But there are no times you recite the Parsha without bringing the Bikurim. So therefore, every case of Kriya, by definition, has to have a way.
But even if you don't, the Shaila is, can you do Kriya somewhere else and then do the Havah? You're going to do the Havah. It's not Kriya without Havah. You'll do it. But does it have to be in the same place?
If it's Nei Hashem everywhere, so what does it say it's Nei Hashem?
It's a good point, I don't know. You know, it's what's it being marba. I know, it's very strange. You know what it means? It means when there is a Mikdash, you're makbid on the Mikdash. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah has this interesting idea. When there is a Mikdash, you must go to the Mikdash. But when there is no Mikdash, then every place becomes Lifnei Hashem. That's the way he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. See that? Look at it. Read it one more time. The Kesef Mishnah Kosov, right? The Lifnei Hashem Eino Mochrach, right? The Bechol Mokom Havei Lifnei Hashem. Eleka Mikdash O Bidyeved. Meaning it said, Lechatchila Din, when there is a Beis Hamikdash, to go to Beis Hamikdash. Interesting idea, huh?
So he holds up that side of the table. You have to have his derisive.
What?
So he holds he have the evidence to the
right,
so.
Yeah.
Well, the Rambam says it, right? The Rambam says it by Vidui Maaser.
What is the difference between the Leit HaMikdash or Bidyeved? What is the difference?
Even Bezman Beis HaMikdash, Bidyeved you'd be, I'd say. Like the Rambam says.
Mikdash.
Yeah. Even Kishayesh Mikdash, the Rambam says.
Without a Mikdash is Lechachila or still Bidyeved?
What?
Without a Mikdash is Lechachila Bidyeved.
Where are we going to go? There's no place to go. So now the Minchas Kinnah wants to raise a fascinating possibility. According to this flimsy idea of Lifnei Hashem, could you apply the same idea possibly to Lulav B'Mikdash? Meaning, just like Vidui Maaser says Lifnei Hashem, but when there's no Mikdash, everywhere's Lifnei Hashem, would you say possibly, Vinei Lefi Divrei HaKesef Mishnah? Right? Ech dorshu kan b'toyres kayanim min ha'pasuk usmach l'vnei Hashem l'kechem she'ein mitzvah say shiva el b'mikdash. Why? Just like Kesef Mishnah says, any place, right? Va'atahu mitakans Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Why are you forced to say that bizman hazeh, the Minchas Kinnah says according to Kesef Mishnah, shiva siyom mezon mitakans Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Lama lo nemar gam kein the ikur mitzvah he be mikdash avolim ein mikdash, right? O af bizmana mikdash, right? Shelo yochol lovo have kol makom lifnei Hashem kamo vidui meiser tavirak ikur hamitzvah be mikdash avol b'mochol makom he mitzvahs gam kein he mitzvahs im kein hocha nami. Tzorich Iyun Ktsas. You already want to say this is a big jump, right?
It's partial, because by Lulu, the Torah says, Lekachta Mechem, the Torah itself is making a difference between Gvulin and Mikdash. So how can you say by Mikdash, the Torah means all 7 days anywhere, then there's no Chiluk.
Right, because there's a contrast.
There's a contrast.
Right. But this is interesting, this is a wild idea, right?
That's when it's a Mikdash. If it's not a Mikdash, maybe it applies everywhere.
So what's the difference on the first day?
There isn't anything that tonight.
Yeah,
there is.
It's
Mashua without Vonerushan. But yeah, his logic would force that to say there's a difference.
You're
right. That's
why it's not Mashua.
It's Arachin Ksas. Avalzen Nireli Pasha. But he wants to again emphasize. Kevin da mitzvah ena ela b'mikdash. If the mitzvah is dafka b'mikdash, he wants to emphasize, I want to let you know where it is in the mikdash. Bevadei dafka be'ezros Yisrael. Dehave machne shchina. Aval hara bayis have bichlal gvulin the eino chayev min haTorah ken nira lefias dati pashut. So I just want to point out something. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Vav Amud Beis brings a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that the mitzvah shayfer is to blow with the shayfer with shtei chatzaitzros. That you blow the shofar and it's accompanied on either side by chatzaitzros. Umarich b'shofar umakatzu b'chatzaitzros, the Mishnah says, shem mitzvos hayom b'shofar. The Gemara in Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph says that ze eino ela b'mikdash, that this mitzvah of accompanying the shofar b'chatzaitzros is only in the Beis HaMikdash. And b'gvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, no rabbi had chatzaitzros accompanying the shofar. How do we know that? They bring Tanya Nami Hachi. Be'share Mizrach u'behar habayis hayotoykin b'shofar b'chatzaitzros. The Braisa says that be'share Mizrach u'behar habayis. I'm emphasizing b'har habayis hayotoykin b'shofar b'chatzaitzros. Shenemar, anyone know the pasuk from Kabbalah Shabbos? The pasuk from Kabbalah Shabbos. Rabbi Chatzaitzros v'kol shofar hariu lifnei Hashem. The Gemara says beferish there lifnei Hashem could be shara mizrach harabayis. There are two deis in Rashi with shara mizrach har. Either shara mizrach or harabayis are different places, meaning harabayis is the outer context of the harabayis. And Shar HaMizrach is the Shar HaMizrach of the Ezros Nashim, or the other Lashon in Rashi is Shar HaMizrach HaRabayis is the same place. And when it's referring to the Eastern Gate, it's referring to the Eastern Gate of HaRabayis. But all I want to point out is this din of Chatzaitzros, that is a din b'mikdash, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, b'chatzaitzros v'kol shofar haru lifnei Hashem. And in the context of lifnei Hashem, the Gemara says, Shara Mizrach uharabayis.
It's a little different because it's a different Lashon. You left out a word. It's Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. So it's not exactly the exact Lashon of the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem. Maybe that's why the word HaMelech.
Well, what is it? Bechatzrois is for Shofar Hario?
Lifnei HaMelech Hashem.
Oh, yeah?
It's not Lifnei Hashem.
So you think
maybe that's a term of art, Lifnei Hashem.
So you think Lifnei HaMelech Hashem would make it different, the boundaries even further?
Yeah.
Could be. But it's just interesting to me that the Minchas Chinuch is so sure Lifnei Hashem is Azara. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue a little. Vinei Harav Mechaber Kosov Deim Lo Noto B'Yom Rishon Shachag Lulav Im Lo Chal B'Shabbos V'Chein B'Shochol Shiva B'Mikdash Bito Asei Zeh U'B'Mikdash Hayah Noto B'Yom Rishon Afilu B'Shabbos Ad Kan L'Shainai. So this is the halacha. The halacha is that b'mikdash, the lulav was nital kol shiva. And b'mikdash, even when the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, you would still be nital. Similar to the halacha of shofar, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, In the mikdash, whatever the definition of that is, the Mishnah on Chaf Tes Amud Beis says you'd blow the shofar. Similarly, if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, in the Mikdash there would be Noita Lulav. Tosfos points out it's mashma that if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, the Lulav would not only be Noita the Mikdash, but would be Noita everywhere. The Mishnah says if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there would be Noita Lulav everywhere, not just in the Mikdash. How would they do it? People would bring the Lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses before Shabbos. They would then come the next day and everyone would easily and clearly pick out their own Lulav and be yotze the mitzvah. And after people started coming to shul and fighting over the Lulav and hitting each other over the head, then they said, okay, no more Lulav. Okay, so we know that if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, in the Mikdash, definitely they would be Noita Lulav. Nirum Adivay Rav Machabed, Bezman HaMikdash, Haya Lulav, Doicha Shabbos, Davka B'Mikdash, Rav Alobik Vulin. Right? U'be'emes Mavur B'Shah Sukkot, not like that, right? B'Perk Lulav Arava, B'Gibul Umar Alpha Ram, Perk Zayim Al-Holoch, Tet Zayim, Bezman HaMikdash, Haya Noita Lulav, Afil Big Vulin, Kol Mokum Dahave. I'm sorry, can... The Hayyodim Bikfias HaChodesh Bikfi B'Yarcha. Rak Acher Chorbin Lo Dochi Shabbos B'Yom Rishon Afilu B'Mikdash. Right? Afilu B'Mokum D'Yadinon Bikfia D'Yarcha. Aval Keshabes HaMikdash Hayakayim Hayanito Gamken B'Gvun B'Mokum Shahi B'Kim Bikfias B'Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Ayin Sham B'Shas. For Rambam, v'nei mevor b'gemara sham b'Rambam kan halachi gimel dimshayim osachag chal echad liyos b'shabbos eino doicha shabbos af b'migdash miksum gzera d'raba v'nei af v'mashe kosfu ha'achreinim d'lo gozer gabe shofer machma shim yitak en kli shir Kevan de Biyam Tov Nami Shayach Hachzera Vf Shar Lemigzer Levatal Mitzvah Dorais Lagamre Alkin Lo Gozru Af Bishabas Mishum Hachzera Kevan de Gzerazu Shayach Tomit.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.